Hello there, we're in the World House, House of the Rock and Nuhu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
You see, if the devil has not stolen from you, this song will not make sense to you. If the devil has not shaved your hair before and stolen some very important, stole your cousin, stole your mother, stole your father. If the devil has not stolen something painful, this song will not make sense to you. And tonight I declare over somebody under the sound of my voice, you will recover it all. I said you will recover it all. You shall recover it all. In the name of Jesus. Now you can celebrate City of David. Hallelujah. Thank you. Last time, we would not have clapped for you, but now we can clap for you. Put your hands together for them once again. Hallelujah. Anybody excited? Come on, I said anybody excited? Saturday morning, again, it's not a morning we are begging anybody to come. If you know you need to be there, come. If you know you don't need to be there, sleep. Tell your neighbor, sleep. Say, not be by force. Come on, say, not be by force. But you know, I saw something in the Bible in Acts 28. Put it for me in verse 1. In Acts 28, I saw something in the Bible. Acts 28:1. Put it for me now. This media people, are you still there? Okay. All right. You've seen this one. Go to the next verse. Just to just bring out something before we sit down. The barbarous people showed us no little kindness. They kindled a fire. Everybody say, they kindled a fire. I can't hear you say, they kindled a fire. Can you say it like you are alive this evening? They kindled a fire. And received us, everyone. They were very kind to us. They kindled the fire and received us warmly because of the rain and because of the cold. Next verse. Don't forget, they kindled the fire. Next verse. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. They've already kindled the fire. But Paul said, if you really want to walk in real victory, don't depend on somebody's fire. Get your own firewood. Kindle your own fire. It was in kindling his own fire, Paul discovered there's a viper that has been hiding under the firewood. When the people kindle the fire, when other people are praying for you, you may never see the problem. But when he kindled his own fire, then the viper that has been hiding, God knows for how many generations, some of those vipers have been hiding in your family, making sure that every 3 years you bury a very precious one, particularly the most successful people in the family. God knows for how many years those vipers have been buried, hiding in the family, making sure all the pretty ladies don't get married, educated, beautiful, anointed, but no marriage. God knows for how long that viper has been hiding in the family. It took Paul kindling his own fire for the viper to run out. This Saturday, what we are doing is kindling our own fire. We are here to, that's why I said it's not a begging prayer meeting. If I beg you, will I also beg you to stay for 5 hours? So I can't beg you to come. It's only for those who really see the need. Because if we come here, we're not begging anybody to pray on that day. If you see people on the floor, and we're lying on the floor, all of us will be on the floor. Some people will be shouting, some will be somersaulting, all of us will be doing our stuff. But everybody who is here to carry their firewood, you know what I'm talking about? We are all coming with our firewood to say, you know what, forget about anybody now between me and God. Is anybody hearing me? Because you know what he told Esau? When Esau was crying and said, they've stolen my birthright, they've stolen my birthright. He said, so what? There's nothing I can do. Your brother has collected the birthright. Everything is gone and so on. He said, but there's only one condition. He said, the day you become restless, one translation said, the day you can no longer take it, you can break its yoke off your neck. Let me show you the scripture and we pray. Let me show you. Genesis 27. Genesis 27, put it for me. Verse 39. Message translation, we'll summarize it. Message, MSG. He said, Esau said, is there not even one blessing? The father said, I've given your brother all the blessing. There's nothing we can do. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, I've given your brother all the blessing. MSG. And Isaac said to him, you will live far from earth's bounty, remote from heaven's dew. This is the kind of, because your brother has taken all the blessing. Next verse. You will live by your sword. You will live from hand to mouth. Can you imagine that kind of life? Hand to mouth. You will serve your younger brother. Now everybody read the next thing with me. One, two, go. But when you can't take it anymore, you will break loose and run free. This meeting on Saturday is for people who can't take it anymore. For those of you who are still content with all the ravaging of the enemy on your family, it's okay. You can still take it. So let people continue to suffer in the family. But there are people here who have looked up. You have looked behind you. There's nothing to celebrate in the family. You are looking in front of you. You can't see hope. And you are saying that a generation is dependent on my carrying my own firewood and kindling a fire. And the fire you are kindling is not just because of you. It's because of an entire family. Please, if you fall into that category, welcome on Saturday. If you don't fall into that category, watch DSTV at home for us while we are here kindling the fire. Did I make myself clear? So that's why it's not a meeting we are begging anybody. If we beg you to come, are we also going to be begging you for 5 hours to stay? We can't beg you now. There'll be no time to beg anybody. Is anybody getting me? Come on, there are adults in this house who are understanding me. So on Saturday, if you fall into the category, welcome. If you don't fall into it, we'll see you on Sunday service. Is that okay? I can't hear you. Is that okay? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I can't take it anymore. Look at the other neighbor and say, neighbor, sincerely speaking, I do not know about you. I've had enough. I can't take it anymore. If you believe that, shout amen. Amen. We sang the song, take back what the devil stole from me. On Saturday, it's time to practicalize the song. Are you hearing me, somebody? All right. Tonight, they said I have 23 minutes to go. So let's see what we can do in 23 minutes. God help me. Are you there? I welcome all of you to midweek service. I welcome all of you who made our time in the midst of a busy day schedule. Thank you. For those of you worshiping online, we love you so much. All right, let's go straight to the business of the Word of God. Sunday will remain our two services, 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. Don't forget that. Titus chapter 1, verse... Do I do this now? Okay. Let's do Titus 1:15. I'll read that. Maybe the rest of it, you sit down. I may be able to do like one quarter of my message tonight, and we'll see how it goes. All right, Titus 1:15. Let's read together, everybody go. Unto the pure, all things are pure. Unto those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Even their mind and their conscience is defiled. Bless your word, Heavenly Father. Speak to us tonight. Spirit of the living God, grant me nimbleness of mind. Grant me agility of thought. Grant me utterance to be able to do justice to what you already have in mind for this meeting. Speak through these vocal cords. Bring healing. Bring deliverance. Bring strength. Bring revival. Bring restoration. Bring hope. Let someone walk out of this place laughing, even though they walked in crying. Let Jesus be exalted in our midst. And I thank you because all of the glory will return back to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Say loud, loud amen. Amen. Sit down like the king that you are. I want to welcome every one of you once again. And I want to celebrate Pastor Silva, who blessed us last Sunday profoundly. Let's put our hands together and celebrate Pastor Silva. And, you know, interestingly, on the day before that day, he just lost his elder sister. And he was still able to preach on Sunday on top of his loss. So please reach out to him and extend condolences to him. And in any way you can support him over the loss of his sister. Amen. Staying positive in a negative world. 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 The Bible says, to the pure, all things are pure. To those who are defiled and unbelieving, there's absolutely nothing that is pure. He says, both their mind and their conscience is defiled. Everybody look up here. How many of you know, if I put on a pair of glasses and the color of my glass is green, and you ask me, Pastor, what's the color of this church? What is the color to me? I can't hear you. You now took me outside and say, Pastor, look outside. What's the color of outside? What's the color to me? Can you talk to me now? Why is it green? That's the goggle I'm putting on. My goggle is green. Everything around my life is colored by the green I'm putting on. To the pure, all things are pure. To those who are defiled and unbelieving, there's nothing pure. Good morning is not pure. The way he said the good morning, that's not how they normally say good morning. A handshake is not pure. The way he shook the hand, did you notice the way he shook the hand? There's a way he did the hand like this. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are already defiled and unbelieving, there is an interpretation to every action. Nothing is the way it is. Are you still there? Please answer me, are you still there? Staying positive in a negative world. Paul was speaking to the Philippians in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Everybody put it for me there. Everybody look at it on the screen. Philippians 2, 14 and 15. He says, do all things. The guy who's in charge of the media there is either you have a technical problem or you don't know what you're doing. And I want to beg you, if you don't, let somebody else take over so we can save the time of the service. I have 18 minutes to go. I have so much to do. Do you have a technical problem? Do you have a technical problem? Okay, Philippians 2. Please open your Bible. Philippians 2 verse 14. It says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. Why did he say stop murmuring? Stop complaining like everybody. Stop always talking negative like everybody. Why? It says that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of, permit me to use the word, negative and perverse nation, among whom you are supposed to shine as what? I can't hear you. As what? Are you still in the house this evening? Do anything you are doing, stop murmuring and complaining. Why? He said in the next verse, I want you to be different. It says that you may, can you go to the next verse? Something is great. I need help up there. Seriously, I need help up there. That you may be blameless and harmless. That you may be different as sons of God without rebuke. In the midst of all the negative people around you, I want you to shine as light. I want you to be different. You can be positive in the midst of. That's why it says when they are all saying there's a casting down, things are bad. Nigeria is failing. Nothing is working. This country is totally useless. Everything is useless. APC, useless. PDP, more useless. As they are saying all that, I don't want you to join in the murmuring and complaining. I want you to stand out without rebuke as sons of God. In the midst of all this negativity, I want you to shine as light. Are you hearing me, somebody? The problem with negative people is that everything will be colored by their negativity. For your information, this Nigeria you're complaining about, this is the best of times for lots of people. So it's just your perspective that Nigeria is failing. For someone else, Nigeria just succeeded. So you're not speaking for everybody. You are speaking for yourself. Is anybody hearing me? As you grow up, let me advise you about one thing. See, there will never come a time inside this country that politicians will be thinking for the masses. Every politician that goes up there, sir, as they go up there, politicians don't think in terms of the masses. They think in terms of what profits them. So don't waste it. Just try everything as God help you. Rise above the masses and be amongst the chosen. You know why? Because as far as I know, all over the world, politicians think in terms of what favors them, not in terms of the masses. Is anybody hearing me? Let's leave that one for another day so I don't deviate from my topic this morning. But ladies and gentlemen, it's important we understand that two more scriptures, and then I'll just take the few verse, the few points I can take and get out of your face. First Thessalonians 5:14. I'm going somewhere. I'm just laying a basic foundation. Now we exhort you, 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Is that it? Okay. Now we exhort you, brethren. Now please notice this. Warn those who are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. But there's a particular treatment meant for everybody. Be patient towards all men. When it comes to those who are stubborn and unruly, warn them. Warn them. Number two, when it comes to those who are feeble-minded, they're not sure of themselves, please comfort them. Encourage them. Give them hope. Let them know they can make it. When it comes to the weak, support the weak. But sir, anybody, anywhere you see in the world, there's one attitude you should have towards everybody. Be patient towards all men. I'm dealing this night on the subject of being positive in a negative world. That a time comes in your life where anywhere you see people. Let me tell you one word for be patient with all men. Make excuses for people. Is anybody hearing me? Make excuses for them. Some of them, you stubborn people, warn them. Feeble-minded people, comfort them. Weak people, what do you do? Support them. But everybody, strong, weak, feeble-minded, be patient with everybody. Even the unruly one, give them time to come up. Some of them that are stupid and unruly today can become your best ally and support tomorrow. It's called having a positive attitude. It's called not giving up on anybody, but giving room to say, you know what, this stupid guy tomorrow can become my best ally. Is anybody hearing me? Some of my best friends today were people who once upon a time, we fell out together. We fell out, but we didn't give up on them. We're still patient. Believe in God, something good will come out. Today, they've become your best ally. Are you still with me? Please talk to me. Are you still with me? Finally. Philippians 4:4. This is basic introduction, and I'm supposed to have 12 minutes left. So let's see how it goes. How we can stretch that 12 minutes. Praise God. It's 12 Pentecostal minutes. Philippians 4:4. Are you there? It's different from the normal time. Am I right? Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord. How many times?
Always.
And again, I say rejoice. Next verse. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Next verse. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. Be careful for nothing. No matter the situation you're going through right now as I speak, he said, be careful for nothing. First of all, he said, rejoice always. Rejoice always. But there are times where it will be very difficult to rejoice. He said, no, do this. Be careful for nothing. But no matter what you are passing through, speaking about having a positive attitude in a negative world, he said, but in everything, number one, prayer. Number two, supplication. Number three, still rejoice, still thanking God. Lord, I know I wasn't supposed to lose my auntie. I trusted you. I was singing in the choir when my auntie was dying. Lord, that is unfair. But in the midst of that, Lord, I still want to say thank you. For the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. He said, let your request be made known unto God. Next verse. and depth. Once you have done these things, you have done prayer. You've done supplication. You're not careful for anything. And you are still thanking God as bad as it is. He says, the peace of God that nobody can explain shall keep your heart and your mind through that situation you're passing through. Listen, there's no promise anywhere in the Bible you won't go through difficult times. There's no promise. Matter of fact, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Man that is born of a woman is full of many trouble. That Acts 28 we read, the one I read on the fire and the stick. That scripture began what? And when verse 1 says, and when they have escaped. And I said that there are three levels everybody here is going to. I said it last Saturday or last Wednesday. I said everybody here is in three different class. Number one, you just escaped from one problem. Number two, you are presently inside one problem. Number three, you are rehearsing for another one. Am I correct? There's nobody here, as several as our faces are. That's how all our issues are. Is anybody hearing me? Please talk to me. Is anybody hearing me? Do you want to have peace of God that passes all understanding? It's called positive attitude. In the middle of all that you're going through, that's almost run, making you run mad. The Bible says, be careful. First of all, it says, rejoice. Rejoice doesn't mean happy. Happy and rejoice are different. Happy means something good happened. Rejoice is just it's joy. It says, it's from the word joy. Rejoice. Behave like you're happy. Believe God. Stir up the well of joy on your inside in the middle of it. And then it says, come with prayer. Come with supplication. And even when the prayer is not answered, give God thanks. That's how peace or positive attitude will garrison your heart through the situation. Is anybody getting me? All right. Very quickly, ladies and gentlemen, for time's sake. Okay, I have one more that I need to read. This one is so important. Okay, yes, I've not the last verse. I haven't read the last verse. I read verse 7 last, right? Now verse 8. Everybody say positive attitude. Say positive attitude. For the last time, say positive attitude. Now, see what Paul says about having a positive attitude or being positive in a negative world. Finally, brethren. Pastor, how do I become positive in a negative world? Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report, because there will be a lot of bad reports out there, whether it's from Israel or it's from Hamas or it's from Ukraine. There's enough bad stuff out there. But whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's any praise, this is what you should be thinking on. You have to choose your thoughts. You have to decide what you want to dwell your thoughts on. You have to decide how you want to continually keep your thoughts sane. See, you don't need CNN any longer. Your phone has enough bad news for you. The girl they just used for ritual yesterday in Uniport, or the boy that they just caught on Yahoo, or the other one that just happened, the Fulani herdsmen, or the kidnapping that took place. Everything on your phone, on your television, on your internet, bad news. But now, to live positive in a negative world, you have to now decide. Can you give me the same scripture? I think it's in the NLT. The same message translation. Sorry, the same Philippians 4:8-9 MSG. Let's see how he puts it in the MSG. Just to make it a lot simpler. Okay? Summing it all up, friends, I will say, do your best by filling your mind and meditating on, number one, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is reputable, whatever is authentic, whatever is compelling, whatever is gracious, full of grace, whatever is the best, not the worst. In other words, there is a rumor about her out there that she did X, Y, Z. Don't think on that one. Think on the best of her. But I know that girl. She used to be a good usher in our church. Think of that one, not the worst. It says, whatever is beautiful, whatever is not the ugly, things to praise, not things that will people be cursing the person. Think on these things. Let me tell you one thing I've been doing for years that has helped me a lot, and mind programming. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. Listen to this. Every time you are going to sleep, put from your phone an audio Bible. Let that Bible just be reading on its own as you are sleeping. Your body sleeps, your spirit does not sleep. So even as your body is deeply asleep, your spirit that never sleeps is receiving in that word. That word becomes your, as it were, your dominant programming. That word is filling your spirit as you are sleeping. You wake up to ease yourself, the word is being read to you. You sit down in the toilet bowl, it's being read to you. You return back to sleep before you fall asleep again. That word is going all over again. Let it be your dominant thought. Be intentional what you think. If you are going to be positive in the midst of this chaos we are in, then you have to make up your mind. Paul said, whatsoever things. You have to choose your whatsoever things you want to listen to. It's not every breaking news you want to. See, take time to know what's going on in your environment. 20 minutes. After then, withdraw. The rest 80 minutes, whatever things are pure, whatever things are noble, whatever things are of good report, whatever things are honest, whatever things are true, choose what you want to think about. Are you with me? Okay, let's see how it goes. Gentlemen, first of all, this is November, am I correct? Answer me, am I correct? When you take a look back from January all the way to November, the one thing you will agree is that life is uncertain. Because some of the things you planned didn't work out the way you planned. Is anybody on the same page with me? Answer me, are you still on the same page with me? So, what do you do when it's a quarter to go, 11th hour to 2024, and things haven't worked the way I planned? The rule is flexibility. Everybody say flexibility. Answer me, say flexibility. You have to come up with some new plans to replace the old one you made to move forward. Because sticking to some of the plans you made before at the beginning, looking at the fact that the year is almost out, and some of those things you plan, you have to be flexible enough to make some new plans, make some necessary adjustments in order for you to be able to reposition yourself to see what you can accomplish between now and the end of the year. Are you still with me, somebody? I can't hear you. Are you still with me, somebody? The reason why you have to keep adjusting plans as life, as the vicissitudes of life happen to you, is because success is not really a destination, it's a journey. Is anybody hearing me? Success, I was successful in 2023, it's not a destination. It was L. Nightingale, one of the greatest Christian authors I read about a lot, that said, she was defining success and said, success is a progressive realization of predetermined worthwhile goals, purified by belief and stabilized by balance. I repeat, success is a progressive realization of predetermined worthwhile goals, purified by belief and stabilized by balance. Bottom line, success is a journey. It is progressive. There's no bus stop called success, because when you get there, there will be something else you still want to accomplish. Is anybody hearing me? And this is where a lot of people miss it, because they are forever looking for that bus stop called success and they never find it. Because man was never designed to be satisfied by anything. If yours is the pursuit of money, you will get all the money and you see people with multi-billionaires still commit suicide. Because it's not money. It's not a woman. It's not a man. It's not achievement. It's not a professorship. It's not a title. There's nothing like a destination. Success is a journey that never ends. Is anybody hearing me? Come on, talk to anybody hearing me. That is why true success is directly proportional to what God called you to do in a lifetime, vis-a-vis how far you have achieved it. That's why Paul can look at and say, I have fought a good fight. I have run the race. I have kept the faith. He says, henceforth, there awaits for me a crown of righteousness. It's not about what Paul was speaking about. Had nothing to do with any human achievement. He was looking at the call of God upon his life, vis-a-vis how far he has gone with it. Is anybody hearing me? Because the Paul that was making that statement was a prisoner. Are you hearing me, somebody? To human beings' eyes, it was a disadvantage. But the guy said, I've finished. I've conquered. I've kept the faith. At one point, he said, you know what? For me to go, actually, is better for me. But for your sake, I will hang around for a while. This guy's negotiating with death when he wants to go and when he will not go. That's how successful he was. It has nothing to do with the cars, the houses, and the certificates. It has everything to do with the call of God upon his life. So success is a journey. That's why at every juncture where you need to make adjustment, make the necessary adjustment. Ladies and gentlemen, quickly for time's sake, I will take maybe two or three of the points. Maybe next Wednesday, I'll take the remaining one because this is an important topic, even though we're about to enter our finishing strong series from this month. But let me just take these few points. Next Wednesday, I'll complete it. Pastor, how do I become positive in a negative world? I have 10 points. I'll take two or three. Number one, be content with what you have and where you are. Be content with what you have and where you are. Be content. The next thing I'm going to say is the direct opposite of this one. Okay? And I will explain the two of them to you. But number one, be content. Everybody say be content. I can't hear you say be content. Can you talk to me and say be content? Now, the next verse, after that verse, we read in Philippians, verse 9. Philippians 4, 9. Give it to me and I will show you, I will take you to what Paul said. Everybody look up here. Those things you have both learned, received, had. Read the next thing with me. The thing you have seen in me, do. What did we see in Paul? When we studied the life of Paul, how was he able to be positive in a negative world? Guys, we are talking about a man. He ran his profile for us in the book of 2 Corinthians. He said, many times, I have been in the hands of false brethren. I've experienced shipwreck. He said, many times, they even beat me and thought I was dead. He said, what have I not experienced? In stripes, often. In persecutions, often. In beatings, often. In the hands of false brethren, he said, I have seen it all. I've been through the very worst of the worst. In the midst of all this one, this guy is still positive. What is the secret of Paul? He said, what you have seen in me, do. So number one, what did we see in Paul? Number one, I said, be content with what you have. Be content with where you are right now. And the next thing I'm going to say, which is point number two, is the exact opposite of it. But let me explain this one before I take that one. If that's the only two I can take, fantastic. Are you still there? Talk to me, are you still there? Philippians 3. Verse 11. Philippians 4:11. You all know the story. Philippians 4:11. Not that I speak in respect of want. I've learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. Next verse, sir. I know both how to abase. I wish maybe we have it in another translation. So it can be, okay, it's okay, leave it. And how to abound, leave it. Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Are you there with me? Then he now said the most popular scripture we all quote without knowing the basis of it. Everybody, two, go. This one all of us know, but most people don't know where it's coming from. Most people think that when he says I can do, it means I can do anything for God. No. I can do means when I have, praise the Lord. When I don't have, God is still faithful. When things are working my way, praise the Lord. But when things didn't work out my way, Father, I can still do all things. That's what it means. Are you still with me? Be content with what you have for now. Be content where you are for now. Ladies and gentlemen, please look up here. How was Paul able to manage such a positive attitude with everything he went through in this life? With all the troubles, whilst you are dealing with the issue of school fee and house rent and a few family domestic issues here and there, and you think that the world has come to an end and God has gone on vacation, Paul was dealing with a government. The entire Roman government was on the case of Paul. Is anybody hearing me? His own matter was a FBI matter. Federal offense. He had said things they said was against the law and so on. They are taking this guy from prison all the way from Jerusalem, crossed oceans. There was no flight at the time. They took him through ship. They exported him along with other prisoners all the way to Italy. We are dealing with a man who is dealing with FBI issues. On top of the FBI issue, there's a shipwreck. People were to be slaughtered. It was because of Paul, they didn't kill all the prisoners. He said, please, I'm here. Don't touch anybody. After all that, this man says, I've learned how to abound. I've learned how to abase. I'm contented with my imprisonment. I'm in contented with where I am. Whatever I have, he says, whether I have or I don't have, I can do all things. I want to say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said earlier, life is a journey. Please, I'm begging you. How do I put this one now? My next point will explain better when I said I'm going to be talking of the exact opposite. But for now, please look up here. Life is in stages. Men are in sizes. To everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose in life. There's a reason why you are still single. There's a reason why you still don't have the car. There's a reason why you have not graduated yet. There's a reason why you are where you are right now. Whilst it is true to dream big and aspire great, it's true it is good to aim for the mountain. But sir, before you finally get there, see, celebrate the journey per time of life. Otherwise, you will finally get there, look back, and discover you missed out on that particular bus stop that you didn't celebrate. I was watching Michael Jackson's video. I just saw it randomly a few days ago on Instagram or somewhere, where he was saying from the age of 5, he said, I've always been a performer from the age of 5. He said, I've been a performer. I've never had the opportunity of being a child. Another child is saying, I want to be an adult. How many of you are guys here? Head down because of the abundance of revelation, so that I will not be exalted above measure. He said, a messenger of Satan was given to me. For this, I cried to the Lord and said, take it away from me. The Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. I won't take it away, but you will go through it. Because if I remove this thing, arrogance can come into your head and kill you. Is anybody hearing me? This man said, I have not attained. I count not myself to have apprehended. This one thing I do. Listen to this. I believe the greatest key to maintaining a positive life, a positive attitude in a negative world, is an unsatiable, unsatisfiable press and pursuit for the presence of God. Is anybody hearing me? It's an unsatisfiable, unplacable, if there's anything, or implacable. The one that nobody can ever stop. That the more you see him, the more you want to see of him, the more you want to study the Bible, the more you want to pray, the more you want to be in his presence in church, the more you want to continue to seek him. Hunger that can never be quenched, no matter what happens, I believe is the greatest key. Because this is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says, we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. Every day we are changed from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of God. Now, every time we stand before him, we study the word. We spend time in prayer. We seek him in fellowship. We have encounters with him. Guess what? For every time you are doing that, there is a greater grace to live in a positive attitude, even though all around you is negative. Is anybody hearing me? You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. He said, you are the salt of the earth. He says, men do not. He says, you are the salt of the earth. He says, when salt loses its value, everybody's running. Nobody knows what's pushing anybody. But everybody's just running because every other person is running. But you see somebody who just stand and is watching and say, what's going on? Why are they running? Oh, but I run. Everybody's running. Say, no. What is happening? There's something that man knows. It's either he's mad or there's something he knows that nobody knows. Am I correct? Because if everybody's running and he's standing and he's saying, calm down, what's going on? I want to know what's going on. There's something he knows, nobody knows. And sir, in the midst of the chaos of this world, there's a peace. There's a stability. That's why Paul said to them, anywhere I go, prophets are prophesying that bones and affliction abide me. They are saying that anywhere I go, he said, none of these things move me. He said, neither count I my life dear to me. He says, but my only concern is that I may finish my course and the ministry has handed over to me. They are all the prophets, and I'm not saying they're not prophesying by the Spirit of God. They say, anywhere I go, bond and affliction. I understand that. I'm not saying they're lying. But sir, none of those things move me. How can Paul be so bold when national prophets are saying they're going to arrest you? This one is going to happen to you. And he's saying, calm down, I'm not moved. There's only one thing that is moving me. I want to finish off my work. It takes a presence to do that, sir. It's an unsatiable, implacable or implacable quest for the presence, that I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, and so on and so forth. I'm going to wrap it up here with the final point. I'll take the remaining ones next week, Wednesday. But let me just take this final point. Are you still with me, somebody? Talk to me. Are you still with me, somebody? Let me take this final point and get out of your face. Just take this third point and we are done. We'll take the other ones next Wednesday. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Be positive with your words. Be positive with your words. Be positive with your words. Pastor, how do I remain positive? Or be optimistic with your words. That's the word. Be optimistic with your words. Be optimistic with your words. How do I remain positive in the midst of this chaos? 2 Corinthians 4:13. That's where we're going to close for tonight. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Can I have it? You already have it on the screen. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Everybody look up here. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believe, therefore, have I spoken. We also believe. And therefore, do what? I can hear you. And therefore, do what? And therefore, speak. Ladies and gentlemen, please look up here. When God was ready to create the world, the Bible said, he did so with his words. Let there be, and there was. When you want to create your word, positive or negative, you have to choose the words you use. Whichever one you choose will determine whether your word is negative or your word is a positive one. Is anybody hearing me? Please answer me. Is anybody hearing me? When they are saying there's a casting down, thou shalt say there is a what? Let the weak say I am what? Let the poor say I am what? We are talking about creating your word. It's up to you, sir. It's up to you, sir. And can I be honest with you? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. The more you keep speaking negativity around you, the more, number one, you'll be surrounded by negative people, because likes attract like. And number two, the more you also attract negative results around your life. But the more you keep speaking positive words around you, the more you attract positivity around you, and the more you also attract positive people. Look up here, sirs. There are unbelievers. They are not born again. They don't know Jesus, but they understand this mystery. A lot of them will tell you, I don't know who I was telling the other day about my cousin in the U.S. He walks into a Mercedes shop, and he says to them, I want a custom-made Mercedes. And he's giving them colors of upholstery, how did this one should be, the lights inside, the simulation of the light, and so on. And then the wife pinches him and said, but you know we don't have this kind of money. He said, shh. The God who can give $10,000, that same God can give $1 million. He's not born again, sir. I'm a pastor. I don't know if I have that kind of faith. I'm not sure. Is anybody hearing me? Yes, I read Bible cover to cover. But that young boy at 36 years old bought a house in Atlanta with swimming pool. That young boy, that was the boy that went to American Embassy, Pastor Bidemi, with no shishi in his account. They say statement of account he doesn't have. This other one he doesn't have. But he saw that as he stood, all the people that carry big file, they are bouncing all of them. He don't get any file. Those who have all the documents in this world to show, they didn't give them visa. And he stood there. It was his turn, they called him. He looked at the girl and said, did anybody tell you how beautiful you look? The girl was looking at him. He said, you know what? That blouse you are wearing, I can swear it was not bought in Nigeria. We don't sell such blouses here. That's a USA made blouse. The girl looked at her blouse. And then he goes, he said, you look stressed. My people can be very stressful. Please don't allow my people to make you stress up. Because you are a very beautiful girl. Nobody should stress you. The girl said, when are you traveling? No shishi. He just finished from Uniben. Fresh copper. People who have all the documents in this world, nobody was giving visa. He was the only one giving visa on that line that day. What am I trying to say? Sir, be positive. Someone else on that queue, let me tell you, a negative person will say, even the people that have documents, they're not giving them. My own case, if I don't even have a case here, it will even go and say, madam, don't worry about me. I'm going home. There's no need interviewing me because I've seen all the people you bounce. No, there's no problem, madam. I just let me apologize to you for even standing on the line because all the people. Is anybody understanding what I'm talking about? Somebody say yarn. Say, have some yarn in your mouth. Yarn the word of God. Is anybody hearing me? Have some lyrics in your mouth. You know, you shouldn't lose two things. You don't have money, but have yarns. My God, am I losing you tonight? I know you don't have money, but there's something in your mouth. There's somebody that will fall for that yarn. Especially when it's the scripture you are quoting. Be positive. That guy, if it is me, I will get to the lady and say, forget visa. I'm not qualified because I've seen all the people you rejected. Me, I have no case here. That guy stood there, yarn, and got a visa and walked away from the place. I'm trying to say, sirs, speak positively. See, we having the spirit of faith, according as it is written, not because it happened, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe. The spirit of faith, sir, is not saying according to what you're going through. It's saying according to what you believe and according to what is written. Is anybody hearing me? And sir, you must understand that many times, circumstances will negate what you believe. State of economy will negate what you believe. But keep saying what it says concerning you. And you will see God. The only thing God honors is not your tears. It's not your crying. God does not honor all those things. God feels your infirmity, but he doesn't honor them. The only thing he honors is his word that comes out of your mouth. And the more you keep speaking that word, the more you keep creating a positive world around your life. Rise on your feet. My time is up. Next Wednesday, we'll complete this subject matter. Is anybody blessed tonight? I can't hear you. Is anybody blessed tonight? Lift up your two hands and begin to worship him tonight. And say, Lord, I reject negativity. I reject anything that God has not given me. I decree and declare I will live a positive life, even in the midst of a negative world. I will say the things that he said. I will never say the things that the devil is doing around my life. I'm not going to report the situation of Nigeria. I'm going to report the economy of God and the situation of God. Whose report do you believe? And to whom is the harm of the Lord revealed? I will give the report of the Lord, not the report of Arise Television or the report of this day newspapers. I will give the report of heaven as it is written in the word of God. That's the report I will continue to give. Now, can you put your two hands on your head and begin to prophesy? Say, Lord, I am rich. I am not poor. I am blessed. I'm not cursed. I am moving forward. I'm not moving backward. Lines are falling to me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. For I know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he was poor, that he was rich. For my sake, he became poor, that through his poverty, I might become rich. Lord, I declare that sickness and disease are far from me. Plagues and infirmity will not come near me. I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the works of the Lord. In this same Nigeria, I will be a millionaire. I will make it. I will live out the life of God. I will walk in righteousness. No matter the evil around me, I will live a life of righteousness. I will live as light. I will not murmur. I will not complain. I will rise above the clouds. I will rise above the murmurers. I will stand out as light, as a child of God that shines in the midst of a crooked generation. Lord, I declare, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the first and not the last. Above and not beneath. I walk in my high places. I walk in abundance. I live in divine health. My future is bright. The glory of God is before me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No plague comes near my dwelling. Every voice that every tongue that rises in judgment, I condemn. Oh God, I declare today, I am moving forward. Lies are falling to me in pleasant places. Good things are coming my way. 2023 will end in a good way. I will be better. I will be richer. Things will happen well for me. All things are working in my favor. Nothing is against me. Can you prophesy over your life? Prophesy over your family. Prophesy over your children. My baby is coming. My husband is coming. My wife is coming. Business is working for me. Things are working for me. Enugu is favorable to me. Nigeria is favorable to me. APC government is favorable to me. Bola Tinubu will be a blessing to me. Peter Mba will be a blessing to me. Nande Boko Shekete. Ilamba Baba. This administration will favor me. This administration will favor me. This administration will favor me. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want all of us to look up here. I'm confident that 80% of us here, during the election, we voted for a particular political party. Whether it's nationally or wherever. But things didn't work out the way most of us planned, including myself. Now, ladies and gentlemen, look up here. Supreme Court has given mandate to one man. You and I may like or may not like him. But you know the reality? He's going to sit on that seat for the next 4 years. You have two options. Lord, is a useless government. They are corrupt people. They are wicked people. Nothing good can come out of them. Now you go suffer more. Or you can now say, Lord, I may not like these people, but right now, the Supreme Court has given them the mandate. This government will favor me. This government will be a blessing to me. This government will like me. This government will favor me. You can choose the outcome of how this government is going to be for you. But you know the sad thing? Whether you agree with them, whether you speak well or you speak negative, every mistake they make, you will suffer it. The dollar that is going higher and higher and higher, I hope you know they are not suffering. Now me and you, they suffer them. Please talk to me now. Price of food stuff on top of the roof, they are not suffering it all. Every food they are eating, government is paying for it. Every trip they take, government is paying for it. Now me and you, they suffer. I want us to do something tonight. I want you to open your mouth and begin to speak concerning this present administration. Nationally and locally, they will be a blessing to me. They will call me for appointment. They will favor me. They will give me jobs. This administration is going to be a blessing to me. The next 4 years will be the best of my life. Nigeria's government will succeed. They will do well. They will bless me. They will move forward. Nigeria will be great. Things will be better. Life will walk. Road will walk. Infrastructure will walk. Business will walk. Can we prophesy and bless this country? Rekato mako shande barata. Inde breke teke seleboro kosuta. Sande braka shuta badia. Irebeke sute barianto brege degede. Isato baraka tele barata. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come on, I said in Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your hands towards the altar. We have the anointing oil. This morning we had the anointing service online. Many of us could not make it, but we just want to anoint you right now as we just consecrate this oil. The Lord declared this month as the month of 1,000 times more blessing upon your life. And I declare over you as this oil comes upon you, may God bless you financially, in your health, in your business, in academics, in your spiritual life, in your family. May the Lord bless you and cause the blessing of 1,000 times more rest upon you in the name of Jesus. I said, may the blessing of 1,000 times more rest upon you in the name of Jesus. Let God increase your influence. I said, the Lord increase your influence, increase your blessings, increase your opportunities, increase your jobs, increase your contacts, increase your helpers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the blessing of 1,000 times more rest upon you. As I consecrate this oil now, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, this month of November will respond to you. I said, it will give to you. It will bless you. It will give you of its increase. And you shall walk 1,000 times more blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now you can go ahead and give God praise in the house tonight.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Pastor Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log on to www.hotrenugump3.com. That is www.hotrenugump3.com to download. Truly, the word works.